Hey there, fellow travel lovers, and welcome to Wanderlust at 35 Plus, the podcast that explores travel during our peak season of life. I'm your host, Stephanie Ritz, an entrepreneur and full-time traveler, and I'll be your guide on this incredible adventure. If you're at a point in life where you're craving more excitement, exploration, and unforgettable moments, you're in the right place, my friend. This is your ticket to discovering the world and redefining what it means to live life to the fullest. In each episode, I'll share practical tips for making travel a lifestyle and take you behind the scenes of travel life as I share the ups and downs of life abroad. So whether you're a seasoned traveler looking for fresh inspo or just starting to dream of making travel a lifestyle, Wanderlust at 35 Plus is your compass to a life well-traveled and filled with adventure, and maybe even a little shenanigans. Let's go. Hey, hey, travel friend. Today I want to talk about friendship goals and my four tips for making real friendships while traveling. If you're anything like me, you watch Sex and the City and had major girlfriend envy, or guys who watch The Hangover and wish they had their own little wolf pack. To have three besties who you could always count on to go shopping, have Sunday brunch, or go to Vegas with. I've always had some amazing friends that I could count on for different things in life, but in the busyness and changes of life, some friendships have stuck and others have faded away. And I don't know about you, but finding your tribe as an adult can feel so awkward, even for us extroverts. If you don't have a travel bestie to have a girls or guys getaway, and you want to expand your circle of friends, solo travel is an amazing way to push yourself out of your comfort zone and meet amazing people. I remember when my son was about 9, we had moved to a new neighborhood, and the day after we moved in, this little boy came knocking on the door and said, "Can the kid come out and play?" My heart just melted. He didn't know anything about my son, not even his name, but he saw a kid his age and thought, hey, someone new to play with. And that's kind of been my approach to meeting people, but I'm going to break it down a little more because I know as an adult, we way overthink the simplicity of that approach. And finding ways to meet people can feel more and more challenging as we get older. When you have young kids and you're seeing other parents regularly at school functions or sporting events, you can make a circle of friends. But once they graduate, you don't see them anymore. And maybe you have one or two work besties, but generally, you're not wanting to hang out with the people you're spending 40 hours a week with already. And even entrepreneurs have their network and circle of acquaintances, but moving that into a more personal relationship can feel hard when you're so focused on your business goals. Like anything else in life, you have to make that extra effort from just being in the same space as someone to inviting them to hang out or do other things. But when you're traveling, you immediately have a shared experience that you can build from. Having traveled solo for several years now, I'll say it 100% can feel lonely at times, which could be like the ultimate lifestyle for introverts, but even introverts need human interaction every once in a while. And then they have a nice solace to come back to in their hotel or Airbnb and get re-energized in their own company. So whether you're an introvert or an extrovert, putting yourself out there to have conversations with people and making friends is important, especially if you're going to be traveling for long periods of time by yourself. Humans are made to create other human connections. But I'll pitch that besides that basic human need, it's actually a great reason to intentionally travel solo, especially if you want an easy way to meet people. Luckily for me in my corporate life, before becoming an entrepreneur, I was required to do a lot of networking and building relationships in all of the professional roles that I've had. So under forced circumstances, I learned how to just start conversations with people and keep that conversation going, even when it felt like there might be a disconnect with the other person if they're not engaged. And so I've applied all of that into making friends while traveling, and I want to share some of my tips and insights because it can feel intimidating and it's a big concern for people who are traveling solo. And let's be honest, even if you're going to be traveling for a long time with a partner, sometimes you just need a change of human, right? Like somebody else to chat with, whether it's bro time or a girl's day. Sometimes you just need to be with different people. I've made friends around the world, which is absolutely incredible. And so this is how I've met people while traveling abroad and have become actual friends, people I've stayed in touch with, and I'm excited to see them again when I travel to their part of the world. So here's tip number one. Day tours is a great place to start. Tours bring people together with an immediate common interest. Sometimes you can find that you're the only solo traveler in the group, and that's actually not a bad thing, because when people see that you're alone, there's more of an outreach to include you in the conversation, so you're not just experiencing whatever the tour is completely by yourself. And if there are other solo travelers, it's easy to start a conversation. You'll notice that the solo travelers will gravitate toward each other naturally. And if in the chance that nobody does start a conversation with you, take the bold action and just ask someone where they're from. Are they here on holiday or work? Ask open-ended questions and get them started with the conversation. And with the universal rule of reciprocity, when you ask someone a question, they'll likely ask you a question back. And that's all it takes to kind of start the conversation and see if there's some commonalities to keep the conversation going. And don't be shy to connect with several different people on the tour. You never know. Sometimes friendships bud from the most unlikely of places or circumstances, whether it's another couple, even if you're traveling solo, or someone else who maybe is much younger or older or from a different country. You'll be surprised about the things that you have in common, especially when you are on a tour together. So allow yourself to meet a lot of different people. Don't make assumptions about who they are or what they may bring to the table for you as a new friend, and allow the conversations to just flow. And when you find those one or two people that you feel like there might be a good energy exchange or a connection, keep the conversation going. Okay, tip number two, don't be afraid to go to the bar or social club solo. Maybe tours aren't going to be your thing, or maybe you're just there for a whole nother experience, or maybe you're traveling for work. The bar is generally a good place to meet people. And I'll say, go to the kind of place that aligns with the kind of people you want to meet. The bar or lounge at Morton's Steakhouse is going to have a different demographic than the Irish pub. Not one is better than the other, but again, just considering who the type of friendships that you want to attract, go to those types of places. So my secret for striking up conversations in bars can be a little assertive, but stick with me because it works. Listen, sitting at a bar is not the time to be polite and keep to yourself. Listen out for conversations that are fun or interesting and insert yourself into the conversation. You don't have to be rude about it. Just say, sorry, I couldn't help it over here, yada, 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 and share your thoughts, advice, opinions, whatever it is. Listen, if you're genuine in your approach, you'll be well received. And if they don't want you to be a part of the conversation, then fine. Thank you, next. Turn your cute little butt around, enjoy your drink, and listen out for the next conversation. But even also, like, another way to go about this is having a physical reaction to the conversation and making eye contact. This can open you up to being invited into the conversation. A smile, a laugh, even an eye roll. This shit works, and I have made some really good friendships this way. One specific example actually happened in a hotel lounge in Melbourne. I was staying at a hotel that had a hotel lounge for people who had status, and this brand was very much like business travelers and an older crowd. It was a really stuffy kind of environment, but the lounge had free food and wine, so I went there like every day, either before I'd go out for the night or before bed, and it was nice because, hey, who doesn't want free food and drinks, right? But it was just not lively at all, which is commonplace for most hotel lounges. But one night, there was a group of three guys who were just having the best time. They were having drinks and laughing. They were having loud conversation. And I just kept making eye contact with them and smiling. I was having so much fun watching them have fun in this crowded, stuffy room of miserable worker drones. So eventually, I walked right up to their table and just asked them if I could join them. I said, excuse me. And they immediately were like, oh my gosh, are we being too loud? And I said, no, you guys are just having the best time and nobody else here is. And I wanted to know if I could join you because I'm here by myself and I just want to be a part of your conversation. And they were so happy to welcome me to their table. They loved that I had the balls to just stand up and go over to them first of all. But then just the way that I approached them, they knew that I was there to have a good time too. We had so much fun chatting and getting to know each other. They were getting ready to go out for a show for the night. So we connected on social and they messaged me after the show and invited me to go to a bar with them. And I did. And we had a seriously fun night. I loved it. I stayed in touch with a couple of those guys and it's just been really cool to be connected with them. And the next time I make my way back to Melbourne, I would 100% hang out with them again. They were so much fun. So don't be shy. Take bold action if you don't want to be alone. And listen, I know that that's easier said than done. I know it can feel scary to just put yourself out there. But what do you have to lose? You can be stuck by yourself all the time, not having conversation. And again, maybe that's a dream come true for you. Maybe you're just that introverted where you're like, yep, if I never have to talk to another human again, I'll be the happiest person in the world. Cool. For everyone else who, you know, you want to meet new people and you want to make new connections and create new friendships, especially at this stage of life, create those opportunities for yourself. Insert yourself into the conversations. Ask if you can join in a group of people who just look fun. It's very hard for people to reject you or say no when you're right there. It's just not most people's human nature to do that. And you might find pretty quickly that they're your people or aren't, but you'll never know if you don't try. So let's move on to tip number three, which is to use social media. There are several different ways to use social media to make friends while traveling. This isn't just for the 20-somethings. So the first thing you can do before your travels is find Facebook groups for specific destinations and start meeting people inside those groups. And maybe even try and put your dates out there to see who's going to be there at the same time so that you can make plans to meet up before you even go. Build a connection with them online and maybe even have like a phone call or a Zoom meeting just to make sure they aren't psycho, but then make specific plans to go to dinner one night or book a tour together. That way you already know at least one night or one day you'll have somebody to connect with and experience the location with together. Another way is to use the dating apps because a few of them have the option for just friends, so not just dates. You can actually meet and intentionally connect with people for friendships. Although dating apps could be another way to meet locals if you're open to either friendship or love, but either way, you can specifically look for friends on those apps. Another app suggestion is Meetup. This is another great opportunity to meet people doing an activity you both enjoy. I recently discovered that Meetup is an international app. I didn't previously know that. So I'm going to try it out this year and report back on the success of that. But there's lots of apps out there like this one that intentionally bring people together for a common purpose, whether it's a social event, an art and culture experience, physical activities. Check it out, do some research, and find the apps that are working well in the different areas that you're going to be in. When Clubhouse first came out, I made a ton of connections on there from people all over the world. And when I started traveling, I met several of them in person. And not all of them, but definitely a few of them have become true friendships. There is an episode for another day on how one of those friendships came completely unhinged when I went to go stay with her, but that was the exception and not the rule. So I've loved meeting people through social media and then being able to connect with them in person in the countries they actually live in. Lastly, a quick story that's not mine, but worth sharing. A friend of mine that is expatting in Portugal, who is in his 40s, met a girl through a comment on an Instagram post for a concert that they were both attending. She lives in Morocco, but they met up at the concert after meeting through this social media post, and now they've been dating for several months. So don't underestimate the power of social media and the ability to connect with people just by being in the same shared space online. Okay, that brings us to tip number 4, make the move from conversation to real friendship. Now, it's one thing to start a conversation, but it's a whole nother thing to take it to the friendship level. Like if you're on a tour and maybe you're together for an hour or even half a day or a full day, how do you keep the conversation going from there to start a friendship? Or you have a chance meeting with someone at a bar. How do you make the transition to stay connected? This is truly where the power of social media has come into play for me. Are you on Instagram? Let's connect. Are you on Facebook? Do you have WhatsApp? This has been such an easy way to transition from like hanging out for the day to actually keeping the conversation going. Stay in touch with people. And if you know you're both going to be in the area together for a time, invite them to go out with you before they leave. Like, I know it can feel like you're totally exposing yourself, but this has been such a great way to build connections. It's less pressure than asking someone out on a date, and I promise you, it's always nice to be asked to go to do something. Even if you don't feel the connection or the friendship on the other side, it's still really nice and will generally be received well if someone wants to stay connected. So just put it out there. Hey, do you guys want to grab a drink after the tour? Or if you're going to be around tomorrow, do you want to go out to dinner? And just see how it develops from there. But it has literally just been that simple. Put the question out there and see what the response is. A guy I met on a tour who was traveling solo also connected with me on WhatsApp after the tour to invite me out to dinner. We were in a group WhatsApp tour, so my name and number were already there. He didn't even have to ask. He just went ahead and messaged me. Not with any agenda, just because we were both in Florence and we were the only two solo travelers in that group, but we had so much fun and it was so nice to share a meal together. So don't let the conversation end. Just like anything else in life, being intentional with staying in touch is how friendships can grow. I met this amazing woman on a tour in Poland, and she's from Ireland. And we started the conversation, I think, about the weather because we were going out to this mountainous area and it was kind of raining and freezing. So, you know, people just complain about the weather. So that was what started the conversation. And then I think our next conversation happened at the bathroom in a convenience store. Like it was a long bus tour to get to the mountain. So there was a couple stops along the way. So it was a big tour bus. There was a lot of people, but I happened to run into her in the bathroom and we exchanged words about the bathroom. And literally that was it, like a conversation about the weather, conversation in the bathroom about the bathroom facilities. And we became fast friends after that. Like throughout the tour, when we would run into each other or be in the same space, we would have conversations about other things, about our lives, our kids, our travels, whatever the case may be. And then we stayed in touch. We connected on WhatsApp. And I told her I was going to be coming to Ireland in a couple of months. And I did indeed go visit her when I went to Ireland. And we had an amazing time. And since leaving there, we message each other on WhatsApp at least once a month. And I know she'll be a lifelong friend. So I promise you, it doesn't matter what stage of life you're in, you can make new friends. And travel is an incredible way to do it. So shout out to the amazing people who have started conversations with me or I started conversations with them and we've stayed connected. It has made such an impact on my life and my travel experience. Becoming friends with you all has been one of my favorite things about travel and what has made it so magical for me. So that's my 4 tips for making friends while traveling. Head over to my Instagram at The Lux Life Abroad. The link is in the show notes. And make somebody's day by tagging a friend or your travel bestie in the promo post for this friendship episode number 8. And until next time, my friend, remember, even if you're traveling solo, you never have to be alone. Cheers. Thanks for listening and being a part of our Wanderlust at 35 Plus travel community. I hope you're feeling inspired and excited to start planning your next adventure. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed our travel chat, a 5-star rating and review goes a long way in helping other travel lovers to find us. My friend, this is the perfect time to write your own travel story. So whether you're a newbie, a seasoned explorer, or a solo traveler, now is the time to fulfill those travel dreams and start making memories. Until next time, remember, Life is short, but the world is wide. Let's make every moment count. Safe travels, and I'll see you on the next episode of Wanderlust at 35+.